Letters to Daniel, Volume 2. Letter 7-3. Giving Credit. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2012, in the second month, on the 20th day of the second month. Dear Dan, it occurred to me a while back to give credit to the people the Lord has put in my life in the process of His building up His dwelling place in me. The scripture speaks thusly: Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. The book of Romans, chapter 13, verses 7 and 8. So I wish now to give honor to these. Jesus, Son of God, without whom nothing of life would exist. Our Father, God, who brought me to Jesus for salvation. The Holy Spirit, who teaches me who Jesus is. The one living God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, for all good gifts from heaven above, ad infinitum. Praise ye the Lord forever. My father and my mother, for persevering unto eternal salvation, even through the vicious assaults of the enemy. My two younger brothers, for their respect, admiration, and love of their older brother. M, for staying with me as my wife, even though I resorted to some actions that were hurtful to her. My in-laws, for not disowning me, even after I resorted to some extreme actions that were hurtful to them. All who can be called my Christian family, with whom I will enjoy eternity. Dr. Chuck Missler, for his Bible teachings, I have them all. Keith Green, whose biography, No Compromise, was a major building component in the armor with which I have been clothed. J.R.R. Tolkien, whose stories gave me something to fight Satan with when I was a kid and being falsely accused by my own parents. C.S. Lewis, for giving me quality science fiction and fantasy stories with which I could dream. Petra, for giving music as weapons with which I could fight. The Who, see Petra. The second chapter of Acts, for giving music to bring healing to my soul after intense battles. Whiteheart, see the second chapter of Acts. CB1, for being one of the most faithful friends one can have. CB8, for obeying the Lord and offering to help M and me around the house. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, the cloud of witnesses, obedient angels for remaining faithful to Christ. Blessings. Romanus Theophilus.